Quarto Audio presents A Mudlark's Treasures, written and read for you by the author, Ted Sandling. Warning: the Thames foreshore can be a hazardous area and special care should be taken while mudlarking and exploring. Do check the times of the tides before venturing out. Anyone going on the foreshore does so entirely at their own risk. Neither the author nor the publisher can accept responsibility for any harm, damage, loss, or prosecution that may be claimed as a consequence, directly or indirectly, of the use or misuse of the advice given in this book. Introduction. What is a mudlark? In the early 2000s, I was showing some friends around London. They were visiting from Rome for the weekend. We'd gone shopping in Borough Market, to an exhibition at the still new Tate Modern, then we walked back along the riverside to Waterloo. By Blackfriars Bridge, we stopped to look at the Thames and saw that the tide was out, exposing a wide gravel beach beneath us. I'd been down there a few times before, not looking for much, never finding anything of interest, but enjoying being somewhere hidden in the centre of London. We decided to make it the final stop on our tour. Not knowing there was any other way, we climbed around a locked steel gate and down steps towards the river. By Blackfriars, the foreshore is solid to walk on. It's made of pebbles and architectural waste, broken bricks, cobbles, tiles, and scaffold brackets. The water under the bridge recedes almost as far as the first pier. There, daylight is muted, sounds muffled. We stood beneath the span and looked up at girders and brackets and decorations. Then, with feet almost wet at the river's edge, we stared across the water at the boats and the City of London. The Thames is omnipresent in our conception of London, but it is nearly always viewed from a safe distance, from an embankment or a bridge. Have you ever walked across the river and spontaneously breathed in deeply, as if, somehow, passing over it has momentarily solved all your problems? Crossing a bridge, I often catch myself sighing with an unexpected contentment. But walking on its shore is like stepping into a different London. Breaking the boundary from river path to foreshore is unexpectedly transgressive. The beach seems a forbidden space.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?